In an effort to address unmet recreation needs in Airdrie, City Council passed a motion on June 19 to support a partnership with the Francophone School Division of Southern Alberta, Franco-SUD, on a shared community use arrangement of recreation amenities within the future planned high school site in Reunion. The motion, which received unanimous approval on Monday, directs city administration to engage in exploratory conversations with Franco-SUD and return with options for council's consideration later this year. The proposed rec amenity, to be included as part of the planned Francophone High School, holds the potential to serve as a valuable space not only for the future school and its students, but also for Airdrie residents and other schools in the area. In a letter to the city, Franco-SUD highlighted various possibilities that could be implemented, such as multi-purpose sports courts for basketball, volleyball, and indoor soccer, a fitness center, yoga and dance studios, and a climbing wall or other adventure-based facilities. Franco-SUD is eager to work alongside the City of Airdrie in establishing state-of-the-art recreational amenities within the upcoming high school, the letter stated. By combining our expertise and resources, we can construct a facility that will serve the needs of both students and residents, fostering a stronger sense of community and overall well-being. By leveraging the opportunity presented by the provincial funds announced in the 2023 Alberta budget for the construction of a Francophone high school, the city aims to address pressing recreation needs within the community. A key aspect of the partnership is the intention to construct a larger school that can help alleviate the current shortage of recreational spaces in Airdrie. Stephen DeLouf, Executive Director of Operations, Infrastructure, and Transportation with the Franco-SUD School Board, expressed enthusiasm during Monday's presentation about the potential benefits of the partnership. "When we look at this proposal, we asked, how can we benefit from building a school and at the same time improve it to have the community work with us?" DeLouf said. "I'm looking forward to starting working on this project with you guys." DeLouf further emphasized the collaboration would result in a more comprehensive facility that could be enjoyed by both students and community members, with the added advantage of saving costs. He highlighted the value of integrating recreational space into the project from the beginning, as doing so tends to be more cost-effective. "The Francophone School District has a dual mandate when it comes to talking about our schools. It's not only a school, but also a cultural anchor to our communities," DeLouf explained. "I will also be applying for a grant with the federal government to see if we can also put an auditorium in that school." The new Francophone High School, which will cater to upper grade levels, is set to alleviate the enrollment strain on Airdrie's current Francophone Academy, École Francophone d'Airdrie. Currently, the Academy, which is located in the southeast community of Ravenswood, accommodates students from preschool to grade 12 and is consistently near its enrollment capacity. The planned high school in Reunion, situated in the northwest, will welcome students from grades 7 to 12, providing much-needed capacity relief for Francophone schooling in Airdrie. The partnership between the City of Airdrie and the Francophone School Board not only addresses the community's educational needs, DeLouf said, but also recognizes the importance of accessible recreational spaces for residents. By combining resources and leveraging the planned school site, he argued the collaboration presents a unique opportunity to create a comprehensive facility that fulfills both educational and recreational requirements. After the presentation, Coun. Candace Colson brought up the significance of the partnership, having observed the current Francophone school's frequent involvement in the community. "We do see the Francophone community in Airdrie constantly doing the outreach, constantly doing community events, and I think that's excellent," she said. As the administration engages in exploratory conversations with Franco-SUD officials, the focus will be on designing a facility that maximizes its potential for shared community use. The anticipated options to be presented to council later this year will shape the future of this partnership and pave the way for a collaborative approach to addressing the unmet recreation needs in Airdrie.